Hello. Okay, that's the intro because I suck at this. Whoa, I've been hyping myself up for the past 10 minutes now.
He has, he has.
Hello. What am I doing with my voice? Welcome to episode zero, because this is technically episode zero. Because that's what I decided it would be, because it's not an actual episode. Episode zero of the Talking About Three Dots. It's not the actual, it's Talking About. Talking About podcast, where we're talking about stuff. I am so bad at this.
Yeah, you are.
Introduce yourself now,
This was your
please, so I can
idea.
shut up. So I can shut up. You can introduce yourself now. This was my idea.
Hi, I'm Grace. I'm just, that's me. Hi.
Great introduction. Sorry, cut you off.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say. You were
What to
like,
say?
let's do a podcast, and I was like,
I was like,
sure.
do you want to be part of my podcast that I was so convinced I would have the confidence to make?
Oh
I
yeah, for
don't.
sure.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep tonight because of this. I'm going to have a massive panic attack when I click stop recording.
It's fine,
I
it's fine.
probably
Oh
won't. I
yeah.
will just, like, stop for 5 minutes being like, I did it. Woo.
I
Anyway.
guess I like gaming, I like movies, I like TV, like most people, I suppose. I'm trying to think of something niche to
So
say.
basically, you're saying you're a normal person.
Yeah, I'm just a
I
nerd,
didn't actually do
really.
my introduction. Hi.
No, you just expected that they'd know who you are. That's kind of rude.
Yeah, it's because I used to stream, so not that I was very popular. It does say my name on the thing. I'm
Oh,
Doc.
okay.
It says Doc because Doc and Chief because that's my username and that's what I use for everything. And I've not decided whether I'm uploading this to Spotify on a new account. Or my existing account. That is yet to be determined. We'll find out when this is posted. In 2 to 3 months, probably. When I'm
Yeah.
like, oh yeah, I recorded that one episode.
This might not even be used. Who
Yes, this will
knows?
be really funny. Even funnier is if OBS decides to stop recording randomly and just doesn't tell
Oh,
me.
yeah.
Because that
So
would be more of
funny.
a pain because I've hyped myself up for nothing. As Grace said, I also am a normal person. But I enjoy doing voice acting. Bad voice acting, but it's voice acting, I guess.
I feel
I
like
like
that's pretty
cosplaying.
niche.
Yeah, I like cosplaying as well.
Well, I did. I don't anymore, but
What, voice act or cosplay?
cosplay.
You should cosplay more.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I'm gutted because just today, this is going on to the this week section. We have. Okay, this isn't scripted. We just have a plan of what we're going to talk about. This week, today, about 10 minutes before me and Grace hopped on this call, I found out that somewhere close to me, I'm not going to dox myself, that's a bad idea. Somewhere close to me, there is a Comic Con that I only just learned about, and I don't think I can get tickets.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I'll
you'll have
message you
to
where it
tell me
is.
later.
It's there. Don't dox it. They can't see the screen, I
Really?
hope. Yes!
Okay.
It's incredible that I didn't know about this because I've always wanted to go to a Comic Con. And there's one
Yeah, that's
like
shocking.
half an hour away from me. Half an
I'll
hour,
have to go
40,
next
40
time.
minutes. I need to check for tickets and but it is next week, I think. Like weekend. So if it's
Yeah. Maybe next time, maybe next time.
yeah, exactly. But yeah, I'm gutted I found about that today, so I just need to keep an eye out for it next time. Anyway, how was your week and have you done anything interesting?
My week was great. I went to Centre Parks, if you're not
Nice.
a Brit. I don't know if they have those anywhere
I
else. Do
don't
they
think
have
they
those?
do. Centre Parks is
They might have
great.
equivalents. I went for the first time. It was very nice. It's like swimming, biking. It's like, and it's basically like a holiday park in a
Yeah.
forest. And they have them all over the UK. But my friend, it was her last time like working there, so
Oh.
she had a day pass, so we all went together, a bunch of
Oh.
friends. So it was really nice. Been doing some exams, so fun.
Yes.
But I finish soon, so that's nice.
Nice.
Anything of interesting apart from that? No, just revising and boring stuff like
As you should,
that.
staying still, same stool, same school kids. This is not being re-recorded. We've gone too far.
Yeah, no.
I will tend to misspeak random words.
Oh, so just, same.
You know.
Same.
We can laugh about it. It'll be fine. I'm doing, like, the podcaster, like, radio station pose. I know no one can see it, but you know, like, when you see behind the scenes of a radio station, they're always, like, leaning.
Do you know what? I'm like, leaning back with my arms crossed.
We're doing the complete opposite, basically.
Oh, we're doing the two
radio show poses. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if anything interesting happened in my week. The only thing I can think of, which is something we were just talking about before I hit recording when I was hyping myself up, was Grace mentioned about me not doing much improv, which I don't anymore because not many people improv with you, until you go on a little game called VR Chat, where I spent about 3 hours yesterday being Hiccup Horrendous Haddock III, talking to people about dragons. It was very fun, very overcrowded, and I'm surprised I didn't die afterwards of social anxiety. But it was fun.
That's the real reason why you didn't want to talk to me yesterday. You just overstimulated.
I was very overstimulated, which is why we didn't record this yesterday.
Yeah, understandable.
I'd spoken to far too many people. And then I had the bright idea to go back on VRChat after that. So, I truly do hate myself. Anyway.
Yeah, mistakes.
Next talking point before we go on a rant, and this has nothing to do with the main focal point of Doctor Who, which is what Man and Grace's section of this podcast is. I'm in all three, because I made this. Surprise. So if you... Pardon me. I just burped. I don't know if it picked up. Pardon me. Yeah. I said that twice. Okay.
Well, on my end.
That's why I cut off, anyway. I don't know if that's too much information. Anyway, for the third time. If you hate my voice... First of all, yeah, me too. Second, same. You have...
I don't hate your voice, I mean my voice.
Damn, okay, great. Thanks for telling me while we're recording. You could have just kept that to yourself.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm kidding.
I know. But, yeah, if you hate my voice, you have my full permission to tell me about it. Can you comment on Spotify? I don't know. Or you can just leave.
They don't have to be there. Yeah,
or if you can put up my voice for my friends who have infinitely better voices than I do, great. I'm sorry that I'm the worst part of this podcast.
Aww.
For the people that hate my voice, not like in general.
Okay, I was about to be like, they don't know you. That's what
they don't know me, hopefully. Looks out window. Anyway, next talking point is, what does Doctor Who mean to you, Ace? Then I'll do my bit afterwards. What does Doctor Who mean to you?
Well, for me, I think the first time I was like exposed to Doctor Who was probably during early COVID, when, you know, not much to do except for start binge watching shows. And
that is completely fine.
I honestly don't know how I started Doctor Who. I think I probably was just like, I think I just got on like a reels,
YouTube reels,
just scrolling,
saying,
yeah, or
what's
Instagram,
this?
Whatever.
What's that? I think my mic just peaked past.
And just, ooh. I probably just got loads of clips of it, and so,
yeah.
And I was quite young at the time, because obviously COVID is so long ago now.
It was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't feel right.
So, it helped me kind of get through that, especially because I was so far behind. It meant I had so many series to catch up with, because I think Jodie was just the Doctor.
Was the Doctor from 2018.
Doctor.
Yeah, she was the current Doctor from 2018.
Yeah, so she was the current Doctor, so it means I got to catch up and then start watching the...
New Doctor Who.
The new Doctor Who, and actually I got quite obsessed with all the side shows like Torchwood and Sarah Adventures.
Yes.
And honestly, it's just a staple of British television, and I think
it is.
If you're British and you haven't at least watched one episode, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're not British if you haven't watched one episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah, even if it's just like a Christmas one-off episode, they're like the best if you don't really want to get into the main plot, because they kind of avoid the main plot quite a lot, the Christmas and special episodes.
They tend to either be completely irrelevant and skippable, or they tend to set up the like thin threads of the next era.
Yeah, so honestly, if you're trying to get into it, I would recommend watching one of those episodes and being like, okay, seeing if you like it or not. And then if you do, go back to, I mean, you can go back to the original series, like in the 80s, or you can
you mean just the 60s.
Keep up with the 60s. Sorry. Yes. I'm terrible with time.
Yeah,
You'll have to keep correcting me on that because I will keep saying 80s.
I'm pretty sure the original Doctor Who was 60s till the mid to late 80s with one TV movie with Paul McGann, who is severely underrated, by the way, as the Eighth Doctor in 1996, I think. Don't quote me on that. I think that's right, though.
I mean, you can watch either without, but you can watch the new series without having to watch, like, the old Doctor Who, because it kind of catches you up and you learn bits along the way.
That was what was so good about the original revival, is because it'd been so long since Doctor Who was on air, they didn't expect anyone watching to have watched the classic show. So every reintroduction of a character, like Davros, was set up properly.
Yes.
Whereas, I was just kind of going slightly off topic, but it's my one gripe with the current era, is that it's supposed to be a hopping on point, but everything revolves around you watching the revival or classic Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And it's not set up properly. So people that haven't seen the classic Doctor Who, which I haven't watched all of it, I will admit, I've watched...
Neither have I. I need to watch all of it. So I
started watching bits. I watch episodes. And I had watched episodes before it was all on iPlayer, but I've not watched all of it. But all the new, quote-unquote new things, which are being reintroduced from classic Doctor Who, none of the people that haven't been invested before actually know about. So they have no reason to know, oh, this person is such a big deal and they're a big threat, because they've not been mentioned before or set up correctly, because it's hard to do with 8 episodes when you have 2-part finales.
Anyway, so that
we'll
is
get
what
to that another time.
What does it mean to you?
Well, good question. I know, I was the one that wrote it.
Oh, wow, you're a... Well, actually, you're several people.
I guess.
That could be several people.
I could be so many people. It's called acting. Mm. No. Doctor Who is a massive part of my life, believe it or not. That's why I have a podcast about it now. And the aforementioned cosplay does consist of cosplaying the Doctor. I spent my entire time during college, which I've basically just ended recently, more or less, dressed up as either the 10th Doctor or the 14th Doctor, with a little bit of impromptu 12th Doctor when I couldn't be bothered to put on a full suit. I just put on a hoodie, a shirt, my 14th Doctor trousers, because they're kind of plaid, so it's like the Series 9 12th Doctor, and a jacket. And I was like, you know, that's it. That's my outfit for today, or this week, or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah.
I've honestly, I don't know how I got into Doctor Who, because I've been a fan of it for that long. I know, like, especially Doctor Who actors always say, oh, I've been a fan of it forever. But I have very, very strong memories of playing as the Doctor in my primary school. Because we had this little area in my primary school called the Quiet Area, which was vaguely TARDIS-shaped. Like, it had a little birdhouse on top that was like the lantern. It was just a lot bigger than a police box. And we used that as the TARDIS. And it probably was adorable looking back at it from an outside point of view. But I would have probably been a bit annoyed if someone said that at the time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. I remember always wanting a proper Doctor Who outfit, and it took me till like year 11 to actually get one, which I don't know what that is in American, but you know, figure it out.
I think it's is it
I can't even What's Google it because I have
one? Is it like GX. Sophomore?
I don't know. You could Google it if you want. I can't because I have Opera GX with sounds on, so they're just gonna hear random typing and tabs.
Well, I wasn't gonna bring this up, but my main monitor is just saying input not supported and doing the DVD bounce.
That is amazing.
So I'm gonna have to fix that in a minute. It's fine. I can still hear and speak.
There is one story we can tell, which I'm still slightly hurt about. is I was so excited when there was this live performance theater thing. Why is my thing buffering? Called Time Fracture. Now, Grace can tell that story.
Oh, am I telling the story? Okay.
Yes, because it's mostly your story.
So, aside from loving Doctor Who and TV and all the other things I mentioned, I'm also absolutely a theatre kid at heart. I absolutely love musical theatre and, well, any theatre. And so, it was just after COVID, I think. It was during a heatwave over the UK, and me and my sister spent a day in London, and obviously way prior to actually spending the day in London, I was like, I saw Time Fracture on the news. It was obviously up and coming and new, and me and my sister went in the summer to go witness it, and it was honestly one of the most incredible experiences, not just as a Doctor Who fan, but as a theatre fan, to witness. I mean, it's incredible because it's so interactive. You're moving from different rooms. You're literally in the story. It's you can't even see you're acting because it feels like real life. That's, I guess, the best way you can describe it. Is it's immersive. Literally as if, it's immersive. It's as if you're literally in the story itself. And the best thing about it is I never went back, unfortunately. But each time you go, you can choose a different path, and the story can be completely different. So you can go with like the same person, and you can both choose to go different ways, and you can have a completely different outlook on the story or completely different like experience. I mean, it was great. I mean, for me, I got to see Torchwood, which was really cool as a Torchwood fan. I mean, it was early Torchwood, I think.
Yeah.
If I would have got to meet Queen Elizabeth first. That was interesting. that was fun. And yeah, I mean, it was a brilliant experience. And if they ever brought it back, I'd 100% do it again. It was great. And I came back because obviously, you know, we're in the same school at that point. And
yes, I never got to go.
I was a bit overexcited and kept talking about it, and all I could see in the corner of my eye was him just like seething. You know those memes where it's like the drawn picture?
It's like in like cartoons and anime where you just see the really angry person with steam coming off their head and they're just pure red. That was me in the corner because she would not stop bragging about it. Because I never
bragging. I was just so like excited, and it was just so good.
I was exaggerating it for drama, Grace.
Oh yes, but I was trying to like immerse you in what I had experienced, which obviously does not work. But I was just so excited at the time.
It doesn't work.
A to go when you and B when I went and came back.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was brilliant. Brilliant opportunity.
I would have loved to go to that, and if they ever bring it back, I am going. I will just walk down to London, which is a few hours, if I really have to, dressed as the Doctor, to go.
I will come with.
We'll just be walking down to London for
it's fine. With me, it would be more than a week, gonna be honest.
You will get sidetracked. With me and you, we would just get sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
On our way walking down, you know, this is getting sidetracked slightly, on a completely different fandom. Remember in, as a school trip, we went to Harry Potter World or whatever it's called?
Yeah, we'll Studio Tour.
Yeah, Studio Tour. We'll end up walking past there. We'll end up walking past there, and you would be like, should we just go walk through that again and just, like, do that? And we would just would.
Yeah.
And then we'd end up with no money by the time. That because
all my money would be gone. That's one of my other favorite fandoms.
Yeah, I'm aware.
I like a bunch of fandoms. I don't like it when people go and like pit fandoms against each other. I'm like, can't we just respect them for what they are, even if they are like copies or similar? I'm like, I can respect it as its own thing.
I can see. I'm on both sides. Is I can agree that I want everyone to get along. But I also do quite enjoy, like, finding out, but theorising, like, which character would win in a fight, between these two fandoms.
I like stuff like that. It's when people are like, are active. I hate this fandom because blah, 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 blah.
Because it took inspiration from this other fandom.
Yeah, it's like, if you look at it, people always say, Star Wars is inspiration for Harry Potter.
Harry Potter is just Star Wars Harry Potter. With sucky lightsabers.
Yeah, that. Yeah. And then it's like, well, yeah, but if you look at where Star Wars came from, that came from Dune originally.
Yeah.
And Dune is a brilliant franchise and way more complicated than Star Wars politically.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, Star Wars was, I think George Lucas said it himself, was inspiration from Dune.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure he did in an interview.
So it's like most ideas now are not ever original.
And plus, there's only so many stories you can tell about a boy who was orphaned and stays with close family members, who then finds out there's something different about him. I outlined about five different franchises just then. Because when you say something so vague, it encompasses so many more things.
Mm.
And if everything is taking inspiration from each other, which is good.
Mm.
As long as it's not like you're stealing this entire franchise and colour swapping characters and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if I was like, you know, guys, I come up with this new character. It's a mouse who's grey, and he lives in a house that's shaped as... Sorry, Disney, you're going to sue me now. But you get the point. Like,
I'm not going to steal
Mickey Mouse. But,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just, yeah, sometimes I'm like, guys, you just need to chill for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
It's okay to love them both.
Yeah. That's another thing I don't get, is when people think things are solely exclusive, so you either like this or this. You can be a fan of both. Like,
exactly.
Anyway,
I can be a fan of Doctor Who, Torchwood, and Sarah Jane. I ain't picking.
Yeah, or like when people say, are you a fan of Star Wars or Star Trek? I like both.
Yeah, I like, but I mean, I'm not, I just haven't watched Star Trek as much, probably.
There's a lot more Star Trek to watch than Star Wars.
Oh, well, it depends, but if you include the series.
More series of Star Trek.
Yeah, I just haven't got around. I've seen bits, like, walking in and out of rooms where my family have had it on. But, like,
yeah.
I just, yeah. So anyway,
that should be the fourth part of this podcast, Star Trek. Get you to review every single episode.
That'd be a good reaction.
We should do that. That's what that's what the rest of this podcast is going to be. Not this episode, but we're just going to review Doctor Who episodes. I was planning to do that anyway, but I was planning to have more than just that. But nope, that's all this is going to be now. It's just video by video, episode by episode, we're going to get through Doctor Who. Then we're going to go through Classic after we've got through Modern Who.
Classic will be more interesting because purely I haven't watched all of it.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's both not our first reactions to each episode of Doctor Who. So, it's going to be less interesting, but we'll have more to talk about.
Yeah, because we know what's going on.
And I am planning, this is a bit, I want to say spoilers, with a song reference, woo. It was unintentional, like, it's improv. But I'm planning for us to sort of rank them, I guess. Like, and...
Okay.
I don't know, you probably haven't, but on YouTube, there's this YouTube channel called The Ink Tank, where they sort of review... Well, Cure the Artist, I think, reviews Ben 10 episodes and gives some rankings on, like, their importance, their art style, their actual plot itself, stuff like that.
Understandable.
Which, obviously, we can't do art style for Doctor Who because it's all live action, but we could do, like, storyline, character writing, whether they're in character
or not. There's a lot of side characters.
The actual performance. Yeah, the performance. Yeah. I want to say set design, but I feel like that's really, like, picky because of Doctor Who's budget being spotty. But,
BBC and all.
I could think of times where Doctor Who has sort of had dodgy sets, or they forgot to green screen something in. Like, we'll get to this eventually if this is what we're going to do. But in the episode Midnight, in the cold open, they forgot to green screen in the background in David Tennant's call to Donna. So we'd mark down things like that. Is the general plan.
Anyway.
Anyway, onto the final topic and talking point. I'm going to add slightly to what I wrote here. What is your favourite doctor, favourite, well, add companion, and Like,
I was gonna add that.
Yeah, okay. Why, as well as we'll go with like your favorite dynamic between Doctor and companion. So like you might have two different companion and doctors that never meet, but then what's your favorite dynamic between Doctor and companion as well?
Okay. I'm gonna say
I'll let you start.
Oof. Now that, oh my days.
If you want, I can start. But...
Yeah, you got to start because you've thrown spanners in the works.
I have. Improv, Grace, improv. Okay. I'm going to sound very, very generic here. But my favourite doctor is probably David Tennant's Doctors. I think I'm probably just blinded by nostalgia. I'm not saying that the other doctors are bad, because there are definitely episodes that I prefer, and honestly, there's different, like, dynamics of the Doctor that I prefer over the ones that David Tennant does. There's just something, I feel like David's performance, even on, like, the scripts that I like less, is quite, like, it's all in line with each other. It's like, there's not very much deviation from his Doctor. And I know that's more to do with the writing, but there's just something about his Doctor that I like. I think, I don't know, he's just really appealing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I do, I like all the Doctors, to be fair.
Who's that your I've favorite watched. Companion?
My favorite companion. Now that's a very difficult one. Because I know, like, it was quite difficult to pick a Doctor, to be fair, because again, I like Capaldi as well. I like Smith. I like Eccleston. I like all of them, like I said. I think my second favourite Doctor is probably Capaldi, then Smith. Just because I like watching the Doctor grow. But that's not the question. The question is companions. I liked Donna, which I know, Doctor and Donna. I like Donna because of her dynamic with the Doctor.
Okay, is that also going to be your dynamic answer?
No, the thing is, I have a different Doctor companion dynamic, which is fairly strange, actually. But the reason I like Donna so much is because up until that point, if you just watch the revival, so the only other two companions you've had are Rose and Martha, is I liked that Donna wasn't written to fall in love with the Doctor. Especially because she was kind of reluctant at first to travel with him in her first appearance in The Runaway Bride.
Yeah.
And I liked that when she came back, she felt like she'd naturally grown and, like, regretted saying no.
Yeah, I think character
development. Yeah, even though it was off-camera character development. Also, did you just drop your mic or something?
No, it was my, I don't want to say it because it'll go off my Amazon device.
Yes, your spy bot.
Honestly, everything's going wrong. My PC's sorted out the screen.
Well, yeah, and I liked that about her. And just their dynamic all the time of just being best mates was just great. But I honestly can't decide on my favourite Doctor and companion dynamic.
Okay.
I do quite like Belinda being so reluctant, though, because it's like a step up from Donna. But I feel like her being a willing companion happened too quickly, but it had to because of the six episodes, like I mentioned before.
Yeah.
But I can't honestly place a single favourite.
Fair enough. There are some good ones.
Yeah, there are definitely some good ones. Anyway, your turn.
I know who my favourite Doctor is. I mean, I'm
always pretty sure I know what your favourite Doctor is.
I've always drawn two together, but I think deep down I'm like, yeah, that's the Doctor for me, which is the 11th Doctor, Matt Smith.
Yes. I knew you were going to say that. I'm pretty sure we've had this conversation before.
I love his energy and how fun he is, but similar to David Tennant, not as intense because he doesn't have as intense moments, is the moments he can just become serious just like that.
Yeah.
Even
he's also really compelling when he's, like, dead serious.
Oh, yeah. He's super, authoritative, if that's the word. And I think that's just really good, because he's probably one of the most fun out of all the Doctors. Like,
he was the youngest. I'm pretty sure still is the youngest.
Yeah, he was 20. Well, I don't know. He was very
23 or 25,
like,
I think. One of those. I'm probably well off the mark.
So
probably like
he had
24.
That young, youthful energy. Obviously, everyone always calls him Babyface. My favorite companion. Now, it varies because it depends what you call a companion.
Okay.
Because you have reoccurring people in the TARDIS, such as I love River Song and I love Captain Jack.
I'd consider River and Jack companions, as they did travel in the TARDIS for at least one adventure. Whereas characters like, I'm trying to think of a character, I guess Rogue wouldn't be a companion.
Yeah, he's been in the TARDIS, but he hasn't gone.
Yeah, he's not gone on an adventure.
I love characters like that. I love, these are some honourable mentions we're going to name.
Okay.
It's Riversong, Rogue, and
Rogue isn't classed as a companion in this.
I know, but like I said, honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions, even though he doesn't count.
Although he doesn't count. Those are like almost there, and I just, they're characters that I absolutely
basically
adore.
you like people that are in love with the Doctor,
flirty. Yeah,
and very flirty with the Doctor,
but I like that their character can make the Doctor flustered, because I think that's something, just an interesting dynamic, I guess.
It's
the Master,
yeah, it's something you don't see very often with the Doctor.
Yeah, same with like the Master. When he gives those vibes, I'm like, oh, I like when they get the Doctor flustered, because it's an emotion we don't see that often from him. We see...
It's really fun to see Matt Smith get flustered, because he just goes...
Shut up. I love when they get tongue-tied. It's the funniest thing, I think. Even when Shooty does. I mean, Shooty's, like, in real life and as a Doctor, very flirty. But when it happens to him... When it's like, I'm hot, you're hot, who are we talking about? And he gets flustered.
Who's hot, Doctor?
Yeah, it's a moment I cherish. But I think I would have to say, sidetrack. Probably. Oh. I did really like. Oh, I could change my mind several times over.
Okay.
See, I really like Amy towards the end, when she's had her development, I think. Not when she's obsessed with the Doctor in a weird way, because I'm like, oh, that's a bit eh. But when she's had that development and has that then obsession for Rory, her actual husband, later on, I'm like, yes, this is what it's about.
Mm.
Like, because when she's obsessed with the Doctor and quote unquote in love with him, I'm just like, no, what are you doing? Stop, this is awful. And it just gives me the creeps a little bit. Then I just loved her. I don't know, she was, I guess, yeah, I thought Rose was obviously good, but she complains a lot, I'm sorry. I love Billy Piper, don't get me wrong, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I've got to say,
I prefer her as Bad Wolf, honestly.
Mm.
I think there's episodes I preferred her in to others, I think. I think that's probably down to the writing and what was going on in the story.
Yeah.
Same, like I said, with Amy Pond. But I think I'm going to have to go with Amy Pond.
That's surprising.
For my dynamic, Matt Smith.
I was more because I'm pretty sure we've had this conversation before, and I only remembered when
probably.
We started talking about it.
This might surprise you, though. My favourite dynamic between Doctor and Companion has to be the 10th Doctor and Donna. I think that their friendship chemistry is off the charts. I mean, their comedic timing, they're just comedy with each other.
They are great.
They're picking up on each other's, like, jokes when other characters don't get it. Cause,
I like the reoccurring gag of, oh, no, we're not married.
Yeah,
I know it only appears, like... 3 times, I think.
We're siblings. Like, that sort of banter, I just absolutely... That British banter, I absolutely adore.
Yeah, I think the only 3 times it happened were the Ood Sphere at...
Pompeii.
Yeah, Pompeii and the party with Agatha Christie.
Yes.
Not in that
and
order,
And they
were
siblings for the second option, which I also find amusing.
Oh, siblings!
I just think...
Yes, you look very similar.
Yeah, I think just their comedy with each other. It's just, I've never known so much comedy between a companion and a doctor, and the fact that they are just friends, they are just really good mates. I just love that dynamic. Yeah, and especially because obviously the 10th Doctor, Tennant, he goes through a few companions, so I think it's just a nice stable one for him.
It's nice to end on a stable one, even though it doesn't end very well for her until, like, 10 years
until,
later.
No, yeah, 10 like, years later. But 5 years.
No, it's how long is it, actually? It would be 2008. And she came back in 2023? Yeah, 2023. So however long that is, because I can't bother to do quick maths.
Like 16 years. So
yeah, something like 15, 16 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been over a decade is what I'm getting at. And then she gets a good ending.
Yeah, which I'm glad.
Yes. Anyway, is there anything more we have to say?
Oh. I feel like we need something to round off.
Yeah, we do.
You didn't think this through.
We're half an hour in, so we're not re-recording it.
Absolutely not.
We're 36 minutes in. And, like, 5 seconds.
But,
now.
I guess just... I mean, how do we probably don't know how often we're doing these with our schedule, you know, aligning.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. I'll probably be in a different episode of this podcast before you are, Grace.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing all three.
Yeah.
Can't tell you which one I'm doing next because it all depends on the schedule of whether we have with Dragons or Sonic the Hedgehog next. Because this is very unscheduled.
Spoil the next two.
Those are the two other. It's in the description of the podcast, guys.
Oh, okay. Well,
not that you've seen it because I haven't shown you it.
I'm just chatting about my passion for.
Yeah, I know.
A TV show
for half an hour.
For half an hour, and we could rattle on for years to come.
Yeah,
but you know, we've got episodes for that.
Yeah, and if we carry on, we're gonna end up role playing as Doctor and your character. That's something else we can go into another time.
That changed many a time.
Purely
because it gets boring when you play one companion when you play like 20 of them.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we have. I can't say much from experience, but I can imagine. Because I could just switch his character I'd play at a moment's notice.
Yeah, well, we could talk about Doctor Who for days.
We probably will after
I'm
I stop
sure
recording
will.
This. And we'll be like, no, we should just keep recording and just spouting out.
Yeah, but we've got other episodes.
Yes, we do. We'll just end up watching Rose at some point and just making a podcast about that, then getting sidetracked in the first 5 minutes of talking about it.
We do like to get sidetracked.
We're getting sidetracked now. We're supposed to be ending.
That makes good conversation.
It does.
I mean, maybe not this. This is kind of pointless.
Yeah, this is literally just running the length of this for no reason. We might as well keep going for 2 minutes so it's 40 minutes long instead of 38.
Oh wow, I'm having a drink right now.
Yeah, Grace is consuming alcohol. I'm not, because one of us needs to stay sane.
Excuse me, this is my first drink.
For now.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. Probably.
Are you sure? Yeah.
You should let me finish.
Hey, I had exam today, I deserve a drink.
Yes. You know what would be a great way to end this podcast that I've just thought of now because I've looked up if it'll get off my desk? Why is that sticky? That's not good.
Ugh.
That's a really weird thing out of context, actually.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, what?
The... I'll explain what it is afterwards. These people. Oh, it's because of the blue tech. That makes sense.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway, were you getting on your desk? How are we ending this?
A little something that makes this. I don't know what it picks up.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's your sonic screwdriver.
Yes, it is. We can end it with a sonic screwdriver. This one's the 15th Doctor's one. It's actually really cool. Great toy. That's another thing we could do. We can talk about news. Like Doctor Who news.
Oh, that's a good one.
So, you know, when they actually...
Billy Piper.
Whoa, spoilers. It's too early.
No, it's plastered all over the internet.
Yeah, it was plastered all over the internet 10 minutes after it happened.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, she might not actually be playing the Doctor.
I know, that's the crazy part.
Because it doesn't credit her in the credits.
Mm.
Anyway, that's enough for now, because it's...
And Russell T. Davis has said...
Yes, is it and she herself has said... No, she in interviews, they've said, find out who, why she's back, how she's back, and who she's playing. Anyway, we have 3 more seconds before it turns to... Oh, never mind. Bye.
Bye.